Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disc Order.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disc Order Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disc Order Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You're listening to Disc Order Radio,
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday, time for Disc Order Radio. Well, the whole gang is back together here on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, yeah. We got a jam-packed hour of Vancouver indie power. Lots on the go today, including Record Store Day this weekend, an interview with Sam Tudor, and a special Stolen Gear fundraiser, which we're going to tell you more about in about half hour's time. In the meantime, we're going to get the show started off with a soft opening. Yes, this is Pale Red with track number 4 from their brand new album, number 1 this week, right here on CITR, number 101.9 FM, Disc Order Radio. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Boy Kings with that track. Soft opening is the album. and Pale Red is the band. They are actually the number one album of the week this week. We thought we'd bump the charts up because there's just so much going on this week. So we're just going to kind of get the charts out of the way. Quickly run it down for you. Hooray for the Riff Raff was in at number 5. The Chivarettes with Dead Men Can't Catcall in at number 4. Courtney's with their new album 2 is at number 3 this week. And at number 2, High Plains with Cinderland. And there you go. We heard just heard number 1, which is Pale Red with Soft Opening. Okay. First time we've had the whole crew back together in about a month. Dora Duber's here.
I never left.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I live and breathe Discord Radio.
You do. Thank you very much for all your continuing great efforts. Kat Codd is here.
Yes, I am.
And Matt Muse doesn't have a microphone, but he's here as well. He's waving. Wow. So much going on this week. Where to begin?
Well, tomorrow, this organization, SafeAmp, that I'm involved in, which throws all ages, totally accessible music events, we're having Narcan training, as well as some music by The Spewers, this Chilliwack band, and Pudding, and No Bucket Required.
Wow. Now, for those not in the know, what exactly is Narcan training?
So Narcan is the antidote to opioid overdose. So if someone's overdosing from fentanyl or, you know, another opioid, Narcan can reverse it. Wow. And especially with the epidemic in Vancouver, we thought it would be a pretty timely thing and just good knowledge to know.
No doubt. Very sobering reminder, but a great cause. And who do we have as part of that lineup?
So it's The Spewers, which is from Chilliwack. They're kind of a younger band, but still pretty punky. There's also Pudding, which is two women who do kind of like lo-fi stuff. And we also have No Bucket Required, which is kind of like garagey sort of stuff.
Nice. Sounds like a great lineup. And also, while we're just talking about Narcan, where can one access Narcan?
I am not actually sure. I know that the hospital would probably have it. In general health sites, it definitely would be online. I would definitely check it out. And it's also Insight on the downtown east side.
Yes. Well, hopefully if you attend the fundraiser, you'll get some more insight as to where you can find Narcan.
Yeah.
If your friends are going through something similar. Any other notes about the show on tomorrow night?
Well, it's going to be at a place that rhymes with shred date. It's all ages, and there's no alcohol or drugs allowed on the premise, so please do not bring those because you will not be allowed in.
That sounds very fitting for this kind of fundraiser.
Yeah.
Okay, Kat, thanks so much. We're going to hear from a couple of those bands right now. Who are you going to hear from first?
First is going to be The Spewers with their song Lists.
Let's give it a spin right now on Discord Radio, CITR.
101.9 FM.
Close your eyes, there's nothing to see here. It's a part of a plan. They they said to themselves. Some false reassurance on a pillow for their head. Ignore the warning signs and go right back to bed.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
CITR 101.9 FM, a couple of catchy tracks there back to back. Pudding with Drug Moms, we just heard, and prior to that, Spewers with Lists. Both those bands are playing as part of the Safe Amp Narcan training event happening tomorrow evening. Check out the Facebook page for all the details. Thank you, Kat Cott, for all that great info. Okay. Speaking of cool events that are happening in town, this is kind of interesting. This is a little bit random.
Yeah, Dora, freaky.
Well, it's a little bit unfortunate that there's more of these are popping up all the time. But you have some experience going to the. First of all, it's what this event is being dubbed as the quote unquote stolen gear fundraiser. And you've been to a few of these before.
Yeah. Both Tough Customer and Dad Thighs Jam Space was kind of like ransacked a couple months ago. So a few bands are coming together in support, hosting an event at the Red Place on Friday to kind of raise funds to get some gear back. Really sucks. Like, that's kind of the worst.
Anyone know how much gear, like how much money's worth of gear was stolen?
I have no idea. Enough to make them... people rally around.
It's a nice outlet that if this happened 30 years ago, maybe without the internet and the way we can communicate so easily these days, it would have just been like a loss. And now that there's a great way of rallying together and getting people to come out for these sort of causes. Now you were at another fundraiser.
I was at a fundraiser, not for gear. Someone worked for someone whose dog got cancer, and they hosted a fundraiser show for that dog's operation. I don't know how successful it was, but people went out. It was a good lineup. People will go to any show with a quality lineup.
Yes. Well, for some reason, I thought that you said you were at a previous fundraiser for a stolen gear show.
And it was a fundraiser at the same place.
Oh, okay. But... right. Okay. And I think you were saying that it was a little bit less. This time it's going to be a $10 cover charge just so we can make sure that all their cover costs are covered, as well as the band actually can put some money toward getting their gear back.
Yeah.
Right. And I guess there was a little bit lower overhead for the dog with cancer.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So we're going to...
How's he doing, by the way? That
I have no idea. I think not hearing anything was a pretty good indicator that I don't think anything really happened.
Oh. Well, they used to say no news is good news.
Mm. Yeah, well, praying. Let's hope that was the case.
Speaking of good news, I believe that's the track we're going to be playing from one of the bands.
Bring it right back.
But Dumb is, we're going to hear from Dumb in a moment. But what other bands we have on the lineup for this show?
Adrian Teacher and the Subs, Red Circle and Fuzzy P, and are all going to be playing alongside Dumb that night. And it's this Friday the 21st at the Red Place.
All right. Well, we're going to kick it off right now with Fuzzy P and Gallery Girl, and then come back. We're going to end it on a good note, some good news in this two-pack. Fuzzy P and Dumb, back-to-back, right here at Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. In today's political landscape, more fires are raging out of control than ever before. Will you help put these fires out by registering to vote in BC's 2017 general election? You can vote in advance, mail in your vote, vote on the day of election, May 9th, or at any district electoral office. For more information about the process or to see where you can vote, visit elections.bc.ca.
National Canadian Film Day 150 is a massive one-day celebration of Canadian cinema. On April 19th, great Canadian movies will be available at over 1,700 screenings in cinemas, libraries, public squares, and anywhere you can show a film. The best part of all? These screenings are completely free to the public. In Vancouver alone, there will be 22 events happening on one day. To celebrate at UBC, the film department is showcasing a brand new documentary on April 18th, and Mina Shum's Double Happiness will be playing on April 19th, following a Q&A with the filmmaker herself. More information can be found at canadianfilmday.ca.
Hey, this is Robbie from Humans, and you're listening to Discorder Radio.
Hey, this is Peter from Humans, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. There you go. We ended with Good News, as promised. Dumb. Prior to that, we heard Fuzzy P with Gallery Girl. Both bands are playing as part of a special Stolen Gear fundraiser featuring Adrian's Teacher and the Subs, as well as Red Circle. That's happening on Friday at the Red Place. Okay, so we talked about an event happening tomorrow night. We talked about one happening Friday. But, of course, the big day, one of the biggest days of the Vancouver music year is happening this Saturday.
Totally.
And that, of course, is
Record Store Day.
Record Store Day number 10, no less.
Wow.
10 years
young. A decade.
Yeah. It's actually hard to believe how huge this thing has grown in just 10 years.
Totally. It's international. It's all over the world.
Yeah. There are, I think it began somewhere in California. And then suddenly it just kind of spread like wildfire. And now hundreds of records in like 30 countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. And here in Vancouver, we have our usual, our staple record stores. But I actually want to pay tribute to you, Dora, for putting together a nice little map slash...
I did not do the illustration. I just kind of compiled the list. The very talented Sharon Coe made this beautiful map that's in the spread in the new this month's Discorder.
Yeah. It's almost like the Playboy centerfold. You know, in the middle, and there it is. Nice. We've got a map, nice illustrations, and of course all the info about all the various locations. One thing that wasn't mentioned is all the bands that are playing, but that'd be just too much info to have. But we here at Discord Radio can help fill in some of the gaps for you guys.
You're welcome.
Also, for years, what we've been doing is a live broadcast, usually split. It's been a very ambitious live broadcast. Mm-hmm. We've had teams set up at four or five different locations. This year, we're not doing that. We're opting to do the live broadcast as part of the after party, which we'll tell you a little bit more about later in the show. But in terms of some of the staple record stores, Red Cat, Vinyl, Neptune, let's talk about what we got going on there. So let's kick it off with... Red Cat Records. What can we expect at Red Cat this year?
Starting at 9 a.m., Red Cat is really going for it. A bunch of bands are playing. I know...
By the way, we should also mention there are two Red Cat records. There's the one at... there's one on Main Street, the main one we all know around Main and 25th. And then there's the other one on Hastings Sunrise. Some of the bands are going to be playing at the... Let's talk about some of the bands that are playing at the Main Street location.
So Cobin, Ashley Shadow, Skyout, The Pack AD, and Lossal are going to be playing throughout the day. Times are going to be posted on the Facebook page kind of throughout leading up to the event.
Nice.
And then on Hastings, Jazz Record Showcase is kind of going big with Lieutenant Frank Dickens, Hello Blue Roses, and Nick Korgovich. We're all going to be playing. They're all from the same... label. We're going to be playing at Hastings Sunrise all day.
Awesome. These are a great lineup. These are some big names. Lieutenant Frank Dickens, the Pack AD.
Yeah.
And the fact that these are free at record stores, the place where, I mean, this is basically the pulsating heart of where music fans traditionally would first get their music. So what an amazing venue. If you haven't been, I highly recommend checking it out. It can get a little bit sweaty inside if it gets packed in, but you really are—you really get to know your fellow Vancouver music fans and friends in close-knit fashion.
And isn't that really the point?
Yeah,
community.
At Red Cat Records a couple of years ago, it was so packed in tight at the one on Main Street. When I walked in, Adrian Teacher, who was playing with his band Cool at the time, Cool TV, which is not really, unfortunately, a band anymore, he was literally being body surfed around the entire length of the store.
That's so cool.
The energy was incredible, and there's always some amazing surprise on Record Store Day, so hopefully Red Cat at their two locations will be the same, or even better. Who knows? This is the decade version, though. Hopefully,
yeah, I'm sure they'll bring
the stops. It. Yeah. So why don't we play a couple of bands who are going to be featured at Red Cat?
So we're going to be playing a couple bands, one from the Main Street and one from the Sunrise Hastings. So starting off with Ashley Shadow's In Shadow, and then it's going to be followed by Hello Blue Roses' Errant Sophie. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
It's because lonely. It's because lonely.
Took up too much space at the top of the page. Suck the air out of the room. Spammy images of drowning heroines, haunting by exercises in doom. Every day you spent flailing. Every day you spent tried walking, 1 foot in front of the other. I tried standing, 1 foot in front of the other. I tried running, I tried flying. But the clouds say drift. Thank you, Aaron Sophia. Your limits have trimmed my pride. Thank you, Aaron Sophia.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, as part of our Record Store Day hype-up special. There you go, Ashley Shadow with In Shadows, and Hello Blue Roses with Errant Sophie. Ashley Shadow is playing at the Main Street location of Red Cat Records, and Hello Blue Roses at the East Hastings location. We have many participating stores, but we're going to focus on the main ones that have lots of live music as this during our Record Store Day hype up show here. Let's talk about the Neptune Records right across the street from Red Cat. Who do we have at this year's Neptune?
Yeah, I'm just going to power through them right
just go
quick.
Ahead. Power through them.
So the Evaporators, Dopey's Robes, Sore Points, Peach Pit, Jay Arner, Douse, Ham, One Man Band, and Ornament and Crime are all going to be playing. Some really awesome folks in that lineup. The Evaporators, of course, has Nardwar. Peach Pit is one of my favorites, and I think we're going to be playing one of their songs in a little bit. Yeah, really excited. Really, really great vibe.
Awesome lineup. I'm getting FOMO because I'm not going to be here this weekend, unfortunately. But that would be what it. I would like to plant myself just at the top of the staircase at Neptune Records and just look out all day because it's an amazing lineup.
Absorb.
Now, moving down Main Street, downtown on Hastings and Cambie, Vinyl Records and David Love Jones is going to put on. David Love Jones, of course, the owner, and also host a show right here on CITR. They have a great lineup on Record Store Day. Not quite as extensive as Neptune, but nonetheless, we have three bands playing, including Jericho at 4 o'clock, The Magic Circle at 3 o'clock, and kicking things off at 2 o'clock is the lovely Sarah Jickling, of Sarah Jickling and A Good Bad Luck. Sarah Jickling, who's no stranger to Discord Radio, both from getting a lot of airplay on the show, as well as coming in here a few times, and also writes for Discorder Magazine. So yeah, we're going to play from Sarah in a moment, but first we're going to highlight one of the Neptune performers. We're going to play Peach Pit right about now. Dora, I'll let you set this one up because you're pretty excited about Peach Pit.
All right. This is Peach Pit's Sweet F.A., on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. Sarah Jickling of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
They love can do anything, but it will never fix me. I still need a doctor and a lot of therapy. No, you are not my lithium, you are not my Prozac. But when you come over, you are my July summer sunshine on my back. And that calm voice soothes me like an ice pack. Don't laugh, no, I really mean that. You change me and you motivate me in spite of all the pills and the side effects, in spite of the panic attack. You don't need to fight the dark inside of me. Never gonna cure me, you're not my new religion. But in you I found something good to believe in. Oh, you are not my white knight, you are not my lifeboat, but you are my best friend. Just when I thought I was alone, you were beside me. I felt weak in my knees, fingers woven mine till I was asleep. Trust me, I am still a train wreck without a steady paycheck. And I know you hate to watch me struggle, and you hate when I'm in trouble, but you don't need.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Sarah Jickling with Valentine from the Emotionally Unstable, Emotionally Unstable EP? Single?
I think it's just the name of the song.
Okay.
She's going to be playing this weekend at, I think it was...
2 o'clock, kicking things off at Vinyl Records.
At Vinyl Records, yeah.
And before that, we heard Peach Pit, who will be... we don't have to kicking things off, but maybe spicing up the middle of the lineup.
Of at, Neptune.
Neptune, yeah. And how about Zulu Records? What's their lineup going to look like this
weekend?
Oh, we should also mention we're happy Zulu's back. For a couple years, they've kind of taken Record Store Day off, at least the live music component. So happy to see they're back with a vengeance.
Yeah, with a true vengeance. For Record Store Day, music starting at 7:30 p.m., Walgren, Blue Jay, Tulip, a new band that I feel like is popping up everywhere, and then Sam Tudor... and his band are going to be playing as well. And I got a little interview with him just earlier this week.
Yes, you did. Very juicy.
Oh, truly juicy. It's kind of a follow-up to the feature that I did on him in the magazine for last month, just kind of focusing it a little more on the current day. So this is that. He's going to end the interview with his song Quotidian Boy of his new album, Quotidian Dream, that is coming out very, very soon. He's been done with it for a while, and it's almost released.
Nice.
So.
Well, thanks for getting this interview, Dora. It sounds great. We're gonna we're gonna start off with Sam telling us a bit about him wearing his heart in his sleeve and how he's just a middle class white guy in the world, but still has some reasons to. we're gonna pick it up right here with Sam telling us all about it. Okay, here we go. Discord Radio, Sam Tudor and Dora Duber in conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. In general, I come from like a place of privilege, in the sense that I'm just like another songwriting white dude and like a middle class family and stuff. And so it's hard to write songs about like one thing I hate is when people in a similar position as me, like, find sadness. They, like, fabricate this false sadness of, like, oh, like, my, I'm a dark, sad songwriter and stuff. And I watch these people. I'm like, your life is great. Like, yeah. I don't buy into your songs. So the challenge for me was, knowing that I'm coming from that place, but still trying to write something genuine. So instead, I just wrote about how, like, my life is good, but I'm still kind of sad. And so my song is very, like, I mean, my album is pretty, like, middle-class anxiety, which I don't know if it's worth listening to or not, but it was most true to me and hopefully kind of valid.
Oh, so valid. I was just talking to, I forgot who I was talking to the other day, but they were like, I don't care what genre the music is. I just need to know that it's true. Like,
yeah.
I just need, like, actual emotional communication.
I definitely agree with that. I think people judge music based on its genre sometimes as having a specific merit. But yeah, if there's something like, if it's just something genuine, usually people can tap into that or understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of genre, I wrote in the article, like, you kind of liked it to, like, function as, like, nonra right now.
Yeah. Oh, nonra. That's amazing. I'm going to use that.
Okay, you said that when I said it when I interviewed you.
I said nonra,
and you were like, oh, I'm going to use that. And I was like, okay, cool, you can have it. Exact same reaction.
Oh, I love that, nonra. It rhymes with genre, but it's non-genre.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But would you say that Quotidian Dream, like, is a nonra, or do you think it has the, like, psychedelic folk?
I think something about our music that I've found, and I hope I'm not making this up, is that we do kind of exist in this middle space, because a lot of my band members come from sort of, like, weirder, rockier, psychedelic influences, and a lot of my favorite musicians are kind of like rockers, but we also grew up in like a folk community, playing acoustic guitar and singing sort of like soulful songs and wearing Blundstones and stuff, so I feel like we're, like, right in the middle between those two worlds. So in that sense, yeah, we're nonra, but I think if the closest genre would be psychedelic folk, because I'm still playing acoustic guitar on a lot of the songs, but I'm trying to rock out too. So, like, it was interesting, the shows in Prince George this past weekend was like, we were playing some, like, rockin' songs, but I was playing acoustic guitar, so people were like, you should switch to electric guitar for those songs, and I was like, no.
I don't want to.
I like how it's, yeah, I like how it's, like, acoustic, but I don't know. So, yeah, I still play acoustic guitar, but there's definitely a lot of psychedelia in it, for sure.
Cool. Moving on, also, like, kind of tied, how is Quotidian Dream different from Modern New Year?
My friend told me it was more relatable, in that before I just used to, I think I just tried to, before I tried to write about, like, what was wrong with the world in a general sense, I realized that's pretty hubristic to just assume that, like, me, at the time I recorded my last album, I was 19, and, like, to assume that I could just write about what was wrong with the world is a pretty obnoxious assumption. So this time I kind of just wrote about small things that I knew. So I think in that sense it's, like, smaller in scope. It sounds better, I think, because I'm a better musician now, and I'm supported by talented musicians that I wasn't supported by before. So I think it's higher production value and, like, more sounds, but at the same time, lyrically, it is more intimate, I think.
Okay. Sorry to keep, like, going back to the other interview that we did, but you mentioned that you mixed them all yourself, right?
I did, yeah. I recorded most of it myself, with definitely the help of friends, but I love doing it. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Why do you feel like you're ready to release this album now?
Because
it's
been too long.
Yeah, it's been so long.
It's been a really long time. I think, well, I recorded an album like a year ago, and it was just more of the same. It sounded like Modern New Year, and I specifically didn't want to do that. So I think the reason that I'm ready to record it now is because it actually reflects where I'm at now, and it's better. If I had released that sort of, like, Modern New Year 2, I don't think it would have actually reflected my mindset. It would have just been like, oh, I'm doing this because people liked the last one or whatever. But this one is a lot more truthful to where I'm at, and I also just worked on it for a long time. I wasn't happy with it for a really long time, and it just got to a place where I liked it. I like had like so many songs. I had like 50 songs, and I just kept narrowing them down. So I think I'm ready just because I've like narrowed it down to what matters to me.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Last question. Are there any upcoming shows that you guys are excited about?
Yeah. The album release show is not yet scheduled because of various things. So just keep your ears out for the album release show, and we'll promote the crap out of it and hopefully have a really cool show. But in the meantime, we are playing a show at Zulu Records for Record Store Day with Walgren, who's a member of my band, and Walgren is her solo project. And we're also playing with Mesa Luna, which is really cool because he hasn't played Justice of Mesa Luna, hasn't played a show in a long time. So we're going to play on March 22nd at Zulu Records for Record Store Day. That's our next show.
Cool. Very exciting. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You sent us Quotidian Boy.
Yeah.
Do you want to kind of... song a little bit?
I think this song is pretty much exactly what I was saying before about how like people write about, like, I'm kind of making fun of myself in this song, because it's about how like songwriters are manufacturing sadness in their lives and how that's kind of a funny thing. And this song is just very much about, there's a line that says, I've got unlimited strikes, but I don't want to play. And that's very much just like, the mindset I have is like, I'm such a lucky person in my life, and like I'm given all these opportunities to engage in like sort of a very normal capitalist, consumerist, whatever system, and I have all the things in my life that I could do very well, but none of that is also appealing to me. So it's like this weird thing of like having lots of privilege but like not really wanting what it gets you, in a way, I think. Hopefully that's what I mean. But anyway, that's what this song's about, and it's it's the second single off my album, and Quotidian Boy is just funny because it's like the everyday, and it's like it makes me think of a superhero, but he's like an everyday boring superhero. So that's it. Yeah.
Awesome. Enjoy that. On Discord Radio, CATR 101.9 FM.
Given every opportunity to be someone, I think I'll write another song by the time that I almost kiss a girl. Ask the neighbors if there's something that I can run from. Safely.
Wow. Brand new sound. Sounds amazing. Sam Tudor, Quotidian Boy, Dora Duber, great job with an interview.
Thank you.
And unfortunately, that just about wraps it up for us here today. Kat Cott, Matt Muse, thank you guys as well. Mike is waiting in the wings with Flex Your Head. Everybody be sure to check out Record Store Day, the biggest day of the year, maybe, on the Vancouver Music Calendar. And before we go, wanted to quickly give you guys the heads up that instead of it being a sloppy, wasted after party that people can't remember, this year they're doing a bit of a much more sensible and sober approach by hosting it on the Sunday afterwards at the Astoria. We got a great lineup of bands that are going to be playing on Sunday. Who do we got?
Yeah, we have Co-op,